You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Soccer Practice covering Moana Maniapoto with Unity. This is from the Silver Scrolls 2016. Kia ora, Julia Deans, how are you?
Morena, I'm good.
Hey, sorry about the phone going haywire there. It's great to chat to you this morning.
Things happen.
They do. It's very exciting because you're the music director for the Silver Scroll Awards this year, which means you're kind of the person that pulls the strings on all of these amazing and wonderful covers that happen on the night. How are you feeling?
Excited and terrified. You don't want to screw it up. I mean,
I'm sure you won't. There's been some amazing covers of songs done in the past, and it's quite a, I guess it must be quite a an exciting project to be embarking on. Have you sort of looked back at previous ones and sort of taken a bit of inspiration from what's gone before?
Been to a lot of the Scrolls Awards, and they're always kind of the best part about it is just to see what other people come up with. And it's funny, I've always thought, oh man, that would be such a cool job to do. when they asked if I could, I was like, yes.
It's kind of like being able to be playing with all of your favourite musicians and getting them to do kind of what you want. You've got some wonderful songs to work with this year too. The shortlist, to remind people at home, is Reb Fountain, Don't You Know Who I Am, Nadia Reid, Get the Devil Out, Benny, Glitter, L.A.B., In the Air, and Troy Kingi, Mighty Invader. Now, obviously, you can't tell us what you're going to be doing with those tracks, but can you tell us a little bit about what you've been thinking about while you've been, I guess, like percolating on what to do with this wonderful music?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's more just looking at each song and thinking about who I think would make a really exciting or beautiful reinterpretation of the piece. I mean, the song was so good. Like I honestly don't know, any one of those could be the winner. So, but I mean, it's almost beside the point who wins it. It's just the fact that they're beautiful five songs, and I don't know.
It is. It's kind of one of those things that that I guess there's like a special magic to a cover song, because it's like sending up a track that you love as well. What makes a really good cover for you?
For me, I think just hearing that somebody's really kind of taken the song, and you can hear when somebody's kind of taken it and pulled it apart a little bit to make it fit themselves, and then tidied it up so that it fits them like a nice snug jacket, you know, rather than trying to just do something exactly the same. And you know, it often when somebody does a really not verbatim, but you know, like a really precise copy of the song, it doesn't feel like them. It doesn't feel like, you know, they've really owned it. So I think it's important to make it feel like yours, and you know, and it puts a different spin on the song, on the narrative of the song as well.
I think one Silver Scroll cover I always come back to was when Ron Gallipoli covered Lord a couple of years ago, and that was just like taking it completely into a territory I had no idea that song could sit in. Have you got any favourites from across the years that you sort of always go back to?
Oh gosh, so many. I think you've caught me sort of like pre-coffee, and my brain, monkeys in my brain are not going to retrieve any of those files immediately. I'm trying to remember.
Well, you covered really a possum, enjoyed... is that right?
Sorry?
You covered a possum a few years ago, is that right?
Yes, with the Blackbird Quartet, or Blackbird Ensemble, which was, that was also made a string section. I really enjoyed the year that Godfrey de Groot was MD, and he had like a full... you know, like a big band on stage to accompany everyone. That was pretty cool.
That is really cool. And people do take the music director position into really different terrains. Some people, like you're just saying, have really like one kind of unified idea, and all of these artists fall under it. And then some people just give each song a really different flavour. Have you had much thoughts about what yours might look like yet, without giving too much away, of course?
I'm definitely not doing the sort of, well, at least it's not consciously doing an overriding theme. I'm just really trying to allocate the songs to people that I think are going to pick them up and own them.
I think it's going to be very exciting, and it's great. Fingers crossed we are going to be able to see it in Tamaki Makaurau. It was meant to be down in Christchurch, but bloody COVID got in the way.
I'm honestly so gutted. They had, not that there's not exciting things happening now, but it would have been just so beautiful to have been able to have the awards in Christchurch. I'm in Christchurch at the moment, actually. And I know that there was a real buzz about them, you know, being here when that was on the cards. Unless we have to wait another time.
Exactly. You're of course no stranger, as you just said, to the Silver Scrolls, Julia. You've actually been nominated in the past as well. From your perspective as someone who has been nominated for this award, what does the Silver Scrolls mean to an artist?
I think it's a real acknowledgement from your peers, I would say, and that's, there's a real warmth and pride in being, you know, getting onto that list. It's like everyone's gone, no, we, you know, like the whole writing community's gone, yeah, no, we think your song's choice.
Yeah. And
you know, I was talking with someone the other night about it. It's like even making the top 20 is like they're just little steps up and on in honor, you know, from the 20 to the 5 to win.
Yeah, and it is kind of, once you get to that winner, as you're saying, not to be cheesy about it, but everyone is kind of a winner on the night, because it is just like a huge, wonderful celebration of just the great music that's being made, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, you know, it's always been the really exciting thing about the Scrolls, is, you know, hearing the songs performed by other people. So I think, I definitely know being in the top 5 has been a really great honour. Everyone, you know, it just gets really exciting.
Well, Julia, I can't wait to hear what you do with the music director role at the Silver Scrolls. We'll be really looking forward to hearing those beautiful covers on the 14th of October. That's when the awards are being given out. We're going to play your track, which you were nominated for in 2010 now. This is from Modern Fables. It's a new dialogue. Thank you so much, Julia Deans, for chatting to us this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.